السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، فنحمده حمدا كثيرا كلما يحمد الحامدون، ونشكره شكرا جميلا كلما يشكره الشاكرون. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا. Respected علماء اكرام, elders, brothers in deen, normally this topic is something which strikes fear into people. I had a friend of mine who was sitting one of the talks, and he asked me, "Hey Manju, is it safe to sit here?" "Oh, definitely, my brothers, it is safe to sit here. Alhamdulillah." You know, when we talk about the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if I tell you and we discuss, we go to the aquarium, they talk to us and they give us a presentation and they tell us the fish, this particular fish, can dive so deep into the ocean, we'll say, MashaAllah, is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm from Escort, not far from the Drakensberg, so there's a place called Birds of Prey, where they'll have a bird show. The bird will be flying a couple of k's in the sky. The person will hold the chicken neck, and from far distance off, the bird, the way the power in the eyesight that Allah Ta'ala had given that bird, it will swoop down from even from a far distance and catch a chicken neck. And we'll say, MashaAllah, is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if I tell somebody now, you see a jinn can walk to the wall, he just makes an intention to leave PE, be in Durban, already now we get scared. They put the qudrat duvet over our head and we're already trembling and shaking. Respected friends in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His favor and His mercy, He has made us from ashraful makhlukat, from the best of creation, from humanity and mankind. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa." Shaitan, he had promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to steal our iman out of his anger and his hatred and his hasad for our father Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. So, when Allah ta'ala told the malaika, "I'm placing a khalifa on the earth," he became upset and he plotted and he planned, and eventually he was kicked out of Jannah. On this point also, we have to understand that the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that shaitan made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "La ughwi annahum ajma'een," I'll take all of them astray. There's many ways that shaitan takes us astray. For example, the famous example that a person now gets involved in the LGBT fitna, so to say, their objective is not whether a person becomes queer or gay or funny or whatever the words they use today. The objective is that now it must normalize it, it must become normal. So if a person who is drinking alcohol and he's accepting that what I'm doing is a sin, that person is not out of the fold of Islam, that person is a sinful believer. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, Allah ta'ala will forgive that person when they pass away without any tawbah, if Allah wishes. If Allah ta'ala wishes, inspire him with tawbah, the person will ask for Allah forgiveness and Allah will forgive him. Or if Allah wants, Allah ta'ala will punish him for his errors. Allah ta'ala overlook all our errors, inshallah, and have mercy on all of us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he will pay for his sin, but because he had iman, this person will enter into Jannah and paradise. However, if another person does not drink alcohol, but they say now that the alcohol is permissible, it's all right, this person now has made what Allah Ta'ala has made haram, he has made it halal, so therefore now this person becomes out of the fold of Islam. So they normalize, so a person may be not that way or swing that way, but he'll say, "No, it's okay." So now the normalization and our iman is snatched away unknowingly. So respect the friends in Islam, in this field, it is a fine line between tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and shirk associating parties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this field, shaitan makes us feel inferior. He says, "Ana khayru min," I am better than Adam alayhi salam, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the vicegerents on the world. So a human is better than a jinn. A human is more powerful than a jinn. And, the point I was making also is that many a time in movies, books, fairy tales and stories, we get the shaitani propaganda of the fallen angel. So if a person believes that shaitan is a fallen angel, that person is going against the Quranic text. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Kana min al-jinni fafasaqa al-amri." He was from the jinn and he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a young boy, we got young kids sitting. So it doesn't not, the boy is not a man if he's sitting amongst the men. And if he causes nonsense, he's being naughty, we say, "Okay, go play outside, make noise outside." We are doing serious work here. So shaitan was a jinn who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to stay with the malaika. And thereafter Allah ta'ala expelled him due to his arrogance and his hatred for Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So khair, it's a vast topic. So in 20 minutes, well, less than 20 minutes now, 15 minutes, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about? The signs of sihr, signs of magic, the reasons for magic. Maybe we can take a small test also, Mulana. Say, what is the opposite of black magic? Anybody? Opposite of black magic? Yeah. Why are you giving the secrets away, Mulana? Jay? White magic. That's actually, as Mulana said, it's a trick question. The opposite of black magic is Rukya. Magic involves shirk in all of its forms. In Harry Potter, they're brainwashing us and our kids that, you know, magic can be good. He's there to save the world. He's used for good and protect people and fight the evil. When I was a small lighty or boy, what do you say? We had a Wizard of Oz. So you get the good witch and the bad witch. One fighting for righteousness and one fighting for evil. So it's a war. That is what takes us, that sometimes a person, a Maulana also, an Alim also can say, "Bye, you got so napak things, you got the isyar is done with filth. So you must go now to those people who deal with filth and napaki, and then you're going to get your shifa." Na'udhu billahi min zalik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the greatest miracle. So even if we do not know the problem, we will give the solution. Well, I hope there's no doctors here. Please don't take offense. But when the doctors don't know what's happening with you, they're going to give you an antibiotic, a broad-spectrum antibiotic, and then put you on higher dosages. So the most highest dosage that anybody can get in this field is by treatment of Quran Kareem. What is the Quran? It is a living, not only a living miracle. We have to understand that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi was persecuted on this aqidah and this belief that the Quran is sifatullah ghayr makhluk, that the Quran is a quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not of this world. Yes, the book that we have in a form that we can read as insan, Allah, for us to read, it's a makhluk. We don't take it and throw it on the floor and everything. We need to honor it and have adab and respect for it. وَمَنْ يُعَزِمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. It is some piety that we have adab for this. But the Quran Kareem, as your speech is yours, my speech is mine, the Quran Kareem is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful, so too the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. Now a person has problems. So when you don't need now to go have a jinn now to help you, you don't need to make istikhara and ilham. I mean, you go to the doctor, you go to the mechanic. The mechanic is telling what's wrong. You park your car there. "Bye, what's happening here?" "Okay, no, I'll make istikhara. I'll come back to you tomorrow." No, you're going to tell him what's happening with your car. It's jerking, misfiring, sounding rough. You're getting some rattles here. You go to the doctor now. You're going to tell him, "Listen here, this is what's happening to me. I'm feeling these pains here. I'm having this type of gas system." Don't worry. It's not a heart attack. It's an angina. Don't worry. It's not pneumonia. It's a normal flu. So according to your symptoms, as you explain to him, so too he'll give his prognosis. Now, when a person is attacked with sihr and magic, so we don't need now to ask the jinn, do one jinn catching and ask the jinn what is the story. Bust some eggs, see if blood comes out from the eggs and see to test if the person got sihr or not. No. All we need to do is see what symptoms the person has. If I drink water, it has one effect. Maaf, Mulana, it's not the ishara, but anyway. relax. No, it's just relax. No. Just joking. So water has, if I drink water, it has one effect on me. I drink cool drink, it has another effect. Cough mixture, if I drink alcohol, it has another, each one has different qualities and will have an effect on my body in different ways. So we've studied how magicians work and the items that they use to make magic. And we've studied how people are affected and what symptoms they have. A cause and effect. So when they make sihr, they'll use different items, and the effects, the sifat of those items which are used will be affecting the attacked person's life in different ways. Among four categories. First category being unusual blockages in life. A blockage is something systematic, repetitive, and no actual issue for it to happen. No reason for it to happen. So now if I go around, the person comes, Molana, listen here, I'm trying to get married. I'm being, no one wants to get married to me. I say, bye. How many girls you went to see? I say, no, Molana, I went to see two girls. They said, no. They said, bye, relax. Carry on looking. I said, yeah, Molana, but all fish are not goldfish, you know. So anyway, carry on. But now if I'm a drug addict, if I'm a thug life and nobody's giving me the daughter in marriage, that's obvious. I need to sort my reputation out. I need to rebuild my and make myself a trustable person. So there's a reason for that. So what is termed as a blockage? Something which is systematic, repetitive, and no actual reason for it to happen. For example, you work in a company, you're training everybody up. They're working up the ladder. They become your boss. Every time you apply for the promotion, your trainees that you trained, they're becoming your manager, and you can't climb the ladder. So you know how that works. It follows a pattern. For example, the second category now will be unusual mental states, confusion, lack of confidence, person loses concentration and focus, they're talking, they blank out, they're sitting in front of the computer trying to do their work, but they just blanked out, they're trying to study, they're blanking out, they become indecisive, they hear voices, people calling them, they see shadows in the corner of their eye when they turn, there's nothing there, if they're alone, they feel like they're being watched. A few, anger for no reason, sadness for no reason, or more than warranted for a situation. Third category will be the unusual health issues where the doctors are telling you, listen here, we do not know what's happening with you. They can't give a conclusive diagnosis. They're giving a unique name to your illness and sickness. So you're taking the medication is not having any effect. You've got psoriasis, unusual problems with your feet, epilepsy, irritable bowel syndrome, so on and so forth. So those are unusual health issues. The fourth category will be dreams and nightmares. So a person will dream of people chasing them. They'll get pressed down, locked when they're sleeping. They have a falling sensation when they're on the bed. They feel like they're falling, but they're still on the bed. Dream of dogs, lions, cats, snakes, animals of prey, toilet, dead people, qabristan, people doing rituals, so on and so forth. These are a few examples. So on our website, you'll find everything there. You'll find the entire diagnosis questionnaire, all the symptoms there, and you can do a self-test for yourself. And then the entire treatment process is also mentioned over there. Mulana, how many minutes left, Mulana? 10 minutes left. All right. So now when a person now identifies that they have a problem, so as I said, to sit in the talk, there's no problem. To learn about Rukya, there's no problem. There's no risk. To do Rukya for yourself and your immediate family, there is no risk. It's only pure Quran that we are doing. No unknown things. We need to understand our situation and we need to understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. Otherwise, sometimes we go to a person, we don't even understand our problem, and they're making us do such things for our treatment which we don't understand. So we're doing things which we do not understand for a problem which we cannot even understand that we got or we haven't got. So, now our diagnosis is logical, it's understandable, and it's replicable. It's not unique to myself also. Anybody can, a fool like me can learn it. I'm sure, mashallah, everybody else can learn it as well. Then, now, once a person has identified they have the problem, what they do? Well, what do they do? So, you need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we can doubt ourselves, our iman, we're sinful, you know, we do wrong things. Allah ta'ala forgive us, and make us closer to Him. So the Quran Kareem will have His own power. So what we need to do now is we need to make intention when we're doing our amal. Sometimes somebody will say, listen, Mulana, me, I'm sharp. My morning was za'if, I'm reading, my salah, I'm reading, I'm 100%. That will only, yes, the more amal you do, the more good you do, and the less sin you do, the more protected you are. However, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, then you can be affected and your protections can be broken through. There's nobody more pious than Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet he was tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And we should not take it as an azab. It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like a person gets a physical sickness, now I'm chesty, I got a cough, So now I need to take some medication. Either I'm going to stick with the sickness, make tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continue, or I'm going to take a medication which is not against tawakkul also. It is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have tibb ibn Nabawi as well. But now the cough mixture which I take, is it going to be a cough mixture with alcohol in it or alcohol free? Alcohol free doesn't mean, you know, you have to pay cheaper because you're not paying for the alcohol. It means there's no alcohol in it. So don't get excited. Right? So up to you now to take the shifa or not, and to take the permitted shifa or not. So similarly in this field now, our trust does not have to be in any insan, in any makhluk of. I may be talking about this subject. Just a simple one example I'll give you. Now, Morana, you know, you put my name on a poster and everything like that. But Khayb met a lady, husband and wife. So we have our helpline, you know, a WhatsApp. You send in a message, we'll respond. We'll send you the whole questionnaire for the diagnosis. The person will send back the symptoms which they're having across those four categories. And thereafter, we'll send them a booklet, a kitab, which explains the treatment in detail from A to Z, which briefly I will go through it now, inshallah. And then some audio where the person has made intention for rukya, because intention is everything in this field. Because sihar can be done from a distance. The world of jinn operates with niyat and intention. And intention in a human world is an action in the jinn world. In the movies, in the books, I'm not encouraging all of those things now, but those of us who are aware and read those things, we will understand how this world works. Shape-shifting, intention and things just popping out of air, coming into the person's hands. This is all shayateeny things, and they are propagating that to us. That is why it's important for us to stay away and not watch and read all of these type of things. Anyway, you have to understand now that without an intention, the effect is not going to be as desired as you require. Like a voodoo doll, they'll take that doll and say, they'll make the incantations to make the shayateen happy in praise of them. They'll make some sacrifice in honor of them. And the shayateen now will help them to make a sihr and a jadu. So even from a distance, they'll poke the head of the doll, say, this is for Mr. Manju. And even at a distance, they will hit me head on. How? Because of niyat and intention. So when we're reading the Quran, when we're reading our wazaif, morning and evening du'as, we need to read with intention. A person asks, Mawlana, what is the best protection? I've got no problems, alhamdulillah, your diagnosis, I'm clear, what do I do? Whatever you learned in maktab, whatever you learned in madrasa, that is all the shifa, and that is all the best. There's no other protections that you do need. But don't read it only for ibadah, it's meritorious. Don't read it only for sunnah, it's meritorious. However, to activate the nur of that, for shifa, you have to make specific intention as well, from evil eye, so on and so forth. So I've just mentioned earlier with regards to the symptoms of magic. So you see, magic affects a person broad spectrum. Now, if for evil eye now, you know, everybody's eye, my water. So what will happen now? The water bottle will fall. It'll crack unusually. So the evil eye and nazar will be restricted onto this object only. It won't be broad spectrum. That's the difference between evil eye and between sihr. And evil eye is the effect is evil, but does not mean the person has made an evil niyat. You can evil eye your own can fall on your child as well. Hasad now will be a one level higher, why you got and why I haven't got, right? So khair, whatever it may be now, we don't even need all of this. Even if a person can't do all of this and understand all his diagnosis, say, I don't know all these things, now what must I do? So I'm going to read, now you say, Mawlana, don't tell me to read heavy rukya, manzil and all that there. You know, my alif ba already, I can't even read the takhti properly. You want me to read all of that? In every mazhab, every Muslim after iman is our salah, right? And for salah, we have to read qiraat, we have to read Quran al-Karim. And fatihatul kitab, we have to read surah fatiha. And what is surah fatiha? It's surah al-shifa. A sahabi read rukya over a chief with a scorpion or a snake bite he had for 3 days. And not even a jadu problem or a mystical problem, it was a health problem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him shifa. So every Muslim and every mu'min is supposed to know Surah Al-Shifa, Surah Al-Fatiha. Thereafter, a child now starting to learn now Surah, we teach him Surah Fatiha. What Surah are we going to teach them next? Or river comes, except Islam, we teach them Salah, we teach them Surah Fatiha. After Surah Fatiha, what are we going to teach them? We're going to teach him Qul Wallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Rabbin Nas. When Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was affected, and was black magic was done on him, what did Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal? The maw'izatain. I get, hey, Mawlana, what is Mo'izatain? Heavy terminology. You come here, I can't read Surah Fatiha. You want me to read Surah Mo'izatain? Now, what is that? Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas. Right? Yes, the more you read, different ayats also have different effects as well. So according to each magic that you test positive for, so to say, we give you specific verses, we have general verses as well. But even if I don't know all of that, read Surah Al-Fatiha. Even if you're reading Bismillah with the intention of Shifa from whatever, Wallah, I don't know. Wallah, you know. Wallah, jinn in the body, jinn out of the body. The jadu, the magic, wherever it is, however it has been made, wherever it may be lying in the world, Wallah, you destroy it. Evil eye, hasad, Wallah, you destroy it. So you can make those intentions. And simple, as I said, Wallah, I don't know. You don't know. Wallah, you sort it out. Finished. Simple. Your niyat and your intention. So now, you might not read so many different things, but even if it be only Surah Al-Fatiha and Surah Al-Falaq and Nas, but you're going to read with strong intentions and you will increase the number of times you read it. Now, if you've got a problem, you have to work to sort your problem out. Now, what we want, Morana, given Tawiz, Morana, send your jinn to help. No, we have to work for our problems. Otherwise, your whole life, you'll be running from Raki to Raki, Molana to Molana, Amil to Amil, everybody to everybody. The doctor gives you the antibiotics. If you don't finish the course, you're not going to get better. And when you're not better, and you've still got symptoms, what are you going to do? You're going to stop taking medication? No. You need to do treatment until all your problems are gone. So simply, you take water. So some people say, Molana, they contact me, Molana, hey, I got no money for buy olive oil and this and that. So no problem, buy. I gave you the diagnosis, everything, the treatment, no charge for it. Say, no, 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 but now how do I buy the other things? Say, buy, open your tap. Water will come out. You don't need Zamzam water or from Inna Atainaka Al-Kawthar, you know. You want that special water? No, you have to make an effort. Don't just expect everything to fall into place. You have to work. So, you read Surah Fatiha over 5 liter one time, and you read Surah Fatiha over 10 liter one time. So, obviously, the 5 liter is going to be more potent. For the 10 liter, I need to read it twice over that. To be equal. So we got water, olive oil, is closest to the sunnah, that's why. And then some incense, bukhur, loban, agarbati, whatever you like. But don't go buy the agarbati now. You know, in the box, they bring back lost lover, bring money, luck, bring quickly. Don't buy all those funny names now. You can buy one nice smelling one, what you like, you know. So some bukhur or loban or whatever you like. Then you buy senna leaves. Now you're going to sit down, you're going to focus, and you're going to read. Bring your children there. Teach your children how to do this. In the old days, parents and families used to read Quran and Kareem, Tilawat in the house together. Now we're watching movies together. So we have to understand what is the Noor, where is the Noor. Going closer to Qiyamah, Shaitani effects, the Jali effects are increasing, our Amal is decreasing. Then obviously, even if you got no Jadu, the example of Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Mafum, just briefly, that Shaitan sits on a throne. And what Shaitan does, he takes karguzari report back. You know, what you did, I made this person kill, I made this person do that. So Shaitan just says, okay. But two shayateen will come say, me, I cause a separation between husband and wife. Is that a jadu story? Is that a magical story? It's his job. So Shaitan gets happy, wakes up, gives him a hug, gives him a crown. The other jinn, Shaitan will come and say, no, listen here, what I done, I took a student away from studying the deen. Why? Because the person studying the deen has a capability of leading a community. And once he stops that person studying the deen, he has stopped the community. That is why even the ulama also, shayateen attack them. A shaitan is more harder on an alim than even 1,000 worshippers. So we have to understand the value of what an alim is and the responsibility of an alim. So respected friends in Islam, now, we're going to take these things, we're going to read. So we will read with strong intentions over the water, oil, incense. The more we read, the more potent it's going to get. I have to, the people making magic, if we study, you'll go read, you can find it on Wikipedia, wherever, you'll find that the magicians, the sangomas, people who have the callings and everything, they will go stay in filth, in dirt, in napaki, they will stay without food. They will do funny, ajib things. They'll spend money on animals and sacrificing of animals. So they make qurbani, whole night they make ibadat. We can't read our Isha with Jamaat. We can't read our Fajr with Jamaat. And yet these people are doing magic. They are attacking us. And we're sitting down now, oh no, I can't do this, I can't do that. No, you have to wake up. You have to do something about it. So you have to make that effort to link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you might not want to do it. You might not feel like doing it because your ibadat is one of your blockages where they're going to hit you first so you don't go forward. So you read now with intentions, and you have all the items open. You can put honey, your rice, sugar, flour, your cosmetics there. You can put your medication there. Open everything up. And you read and you blow with your family over everything, inshallah. Now, then you cover it. After you blow on it, you cover it. And there's a lot of reading to be done, but you don't have to do all your reading in one sitting. You don't have to do your reading at night. You can do it from the time you wake up till the time you sleep, right? And you can do the reading in different sessions as well. I'm reading for 10 minutes now. Read, blow, cover, go, do my work, come back. Don't take a smoke break now, eh? I'll be reading Rukya. So now what's going to happen? You read, you blow, you cover, and you continue. Now what you're going to do with these items now that are Quranic? These are Quranic items. What you're going to do with it? So after Maghrib, earliest after sunset, you're going to do your treatment. So that's reading any time of day or night, right? Now, those people who are affected, they will know that the shayateen now come out to play at night. And when we are going now, downtime, we are going to sleep. That's why people who are affected, they feel worse in the evenings. So what we're going to do now, earliest after sunset, but if you could not do it after sunset, even at Isha also, it's fine before you sleep. So what we're going to do, we will have a normal bath, right? We will take from that Quranic water, if you made a 20-liter bucket. So from that Quranic water, I'll take out 1.5 liters or 2 liters, depending on the size of my body. I'll make it hot in the microwave or on the stove. You don't have to boil it. It's hot enough that I can manage now, right? Don't get 30-degree burns and then send a what you call this thing, charge report for me. So now hot or cold to give you the shake up and take out the jinn from the body. So you have to understand that this will have a washing effect. So your intention is important at the time of recitation as well as at the time of doing the treatment. So you'll have a normal bath. After you have a normal bath, so all the dirt is off your body, then you'll have a Quranic bath. So that 1.5, 2 liters that you got standing there in a jug, you'll take it and you'll wash all your body. You'll cover your hair, your body, your private parts. You just need to pour over all of the body. But you'll stand in a dish, so you do not want this water to go down the drain. Why? For two reasons. One is because of Nur of Quran is in it. We need to have adab and respect for it. The second reason is that they're shayateen and jinn staying everywhere. Even they got nothing to do with us. So you don't need to worry about them. So, but we do not want this Quranic water, which has the ability to burn the jinn, to burn any of the jinn that are staying down the drain, so to say. So, out of respect. So, and we'll take that water now and we'll pour it somewhere in the garden where nobody walks. If it's difficult for us, if we're staying in a flat or anywhere, what we can do is, we can take a towel, which is only 1.5 liters, or put a blanket there and soak it up and put that on the line to dry. Thereafter, we will take the Quranic oil and massage our body. Again, you won't have clothes on, so we need to make intentions in our heart, in our mind. And on those places where there's maybe unusual pulsating effects, blue marks, I do not know where they came from, scratch marks on my body, unusual pains in the body anyway. On those areas, as I'm rubbing there, in my mind, in my heart, I will be reciting Surah Fatiha over those areas. After I'm done with that, so you got a washing effect, the Quranic oil will have a protective and a penetrative effect. So you got washing, then you're putting like Scotch Guard on the item now. So that's what you're doing on your body. Then you're going to have a fumigation effect with what? With the incense. So you'll take a bed sheet, you'll cover your body, or you'll wear an old kurta, you don't want to burn your kurta, you'll stand over it with no undergarments. So you'll smoke your body up with it. So in a similar way, with that water, you'll take it and you'll spray your entire home up with it. You'll spray your business place, your workplace or whatever. The Quranic incense now, because you read Quran, Nur of Quran is in it. When you light it in the smoke, it's Nur of Quran. So wherever the smoke goes, it's pushing the Nur of Quran. And you're doing so much of Quranic activities that you're making it difficult for the sihar to remain there and for the jinn to remain there. As I told you, now, you know, I've been rukya for long now, alhamdulillah. Now, when I first started, they asked me, what color is this jinn? What color? You don't need to know what color is this jinn? What color is that jinn? And who's more powerful and who's more strong? When Allah Pak keep everybody with afiyat. If criminals come in here now, I got my gun on, ready to fight them and shoot them. Now I'm going to see now, okay, what size he is, how big he is, what his gym membership is. I don't need to know all that. I'm just going to sort them out and sort my problem out. That's where my focus is going to be, right? So we will do that. Sometimes there's a misunderstanding that we are saying that must take the Quran water and spray in the toilet. Na'uzubillah, we do not tell people to do that. However, the room where the toilet is. So if you've got a high pan, you close the pan and you spray that room up. Right? If you've got a low pan, you'll put some newspaper or cardboard or something over the toilet and you spray the room of the toilet. You don't spray in the toilet now. You know, just be clear on that, inshallah. So you're putting Quran water everywhere in your home. If you're sleeping, you have a problem, you can use your mind to work out things. So, okay, listen, I can get a humidifier. I can put the Quranic water in a humidifier while I'm sleeping. The mist is going in the room, the Quranic water is spraying in the room, mashallah. So, respected friends in Islam, the water we're washing effect, the oil protective effect, the smoke has a fumigation effect. And what is the sana leaves? Is it sunnah to take sana? We know COVID time, everybody is taking sana. And it's sunnah, walu marra fi sama, walu marra fi sana, according to mafum of the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even once a year, take the sana. So the sana is read over, it's Quranic sana. You take the Quranic water, half liter, 2 cups of Quranic water, 1 tablespoon of sana. So you boil the water, you pour the Quranic water over the Quranic sana, and you can boil it further if you want to, until it comes to about a cup. You have it first thing in the morning, half an hour before you sleep. But just test it in a day when you're not going out of the house. Because if it does give you the running stomach, one day, Morana, you put me in a jail here. I can't even leave my house here, you know. So just see how your system reacts to it. So each part of the treatment, especially the bathing, even if today I never read, but the items are prepared Quranic. I never had to do no reading today. But I should do my treatment in the night and don't miss days. Otherwise, like, I'll have to restart from day one again. It's just a sinner. We can skip days of it because we don't want you to get dehydrated, so on and so forth. So, respectful friends in Islam, that will clean you out of eaten magic, which is from within your body. It will clean you out. Right? So that's basically it, inshallah. Right? So, that's the treatment. That's your antibiotic. Maulana, tell me, man. Who did it? Tell me, please, Maulana. Who done it? You know, I need to stay away from these people. But if you know who done it, what are you going to do? If you know I'm doing sihar on you, what are you going to do about it? You're going to lay a charge at the police station. You're going to hit me, I'll charge you for assault. You're going to kill me, I'm going to charge you for murder. You can't do anything. You'll stay far away from me, but you can do sihar, as I told you, from a different country also. So wherever you are, you're going to run in the world. You're going to run in a kabar. No, respected friends in Islam, it doesn't make a difference who done it. Obviously, like, you know, my ustad, when I was under class, when you're doing Kitab, Hadith Kitab with him. So he said that, the guy said, listen, yeah, man, Maulana, my car got stolen. Tell me where's my car. So the guy says, Maulana said that, hey, you know, man, it's in Soweto. Say, bye. If you come and ask me, I'll tell you your car. They stole it and they went to Soweto with it. It's so obvious, you know. So it's obviously somebody in your circle. No random person is going to make sihar and jadu on you. We know in crime also, Allah may give us it. It's always 90 out of 100% of the time, it's like an inside job. It's obviously somebody, it's a family member, it's a neighbor, it's a business competitor, a worker. Somebody and somebody in your circle has got it in for you and they made sihar for you. So, no problem. Allah, give me shifa, Allah, return to sender. And by you saying, Allah, return to sender, Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurim wa na'udhu bika min shururim, Allahumma kfinihim bima shit. And that's why sometimes people feel we have the jadu problem, you should come to us to the grave. No, na'udhu billah. Whatever test Allah Ta'ala has sent, Allah has sent the shifa for it. So he's not gonna take you to the qabr. Those people who are reading for others and treating others, yes, now they have to be on treatment permanently, but you as a patient, you should be good. You have to do your treatment and Allah Ta'ala will take you out of it. Right? But now you are throwing dirt on me. So I say, okay, maaf, bye. I change my kurta, wash it, another kurta on. You come, you throw another dirt on me. I keep on changing, you throw it. So that's what happens. But now when I take the dirt and I throw it back on you, because you're bullying me, so now it changes the dynamics. When I ask Allah Ta'ala, now you fight on my behalf. I say, but Mulana, we don't harm anybody. Especially said in Islam, what do we read in a kunut and nazila? We ask Allah Ta'ala to destroy their homes and break their ranks. The people who make sihr, it takes them to kufr. وَمَا كَفَرَ السُّلِمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرِ. So, respected friends in Islam, we have to do return to sender, and we have to come to an end in our problem also as well. So this is just the basics of it. MashaAllah, it's something which we can learn, we can understand, and we link ourselves with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Right? We have to be like Ibrahim alayhi salam. We don't need the jinn's help. We don't need the malaika's help. I'm not saying this out of boast and pride that I got so much tawakkul, mashallah. Allah knows what I'm worth. I'm worth nothing. Abdullah Hafiz will tell you, you know. But, respected friends in Islam, why I'm saying that about the malaika also? Because sometimes the jinn will come in a form of the angel and say, bye, Allah sent me now to help you. I get carried away, keep that jinn with me. No, we don't need a jinn. We need Allah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam and Jibreel alayhi salam came to him to help him when he was being thrown into the fire. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked him, that did you come on your own or did Allah say? He said, no, I took permission from Allah and Allah gave me permission. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, then, amma ilayk fala, as for you, I don't need you. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me and Allah is the best of protectors and helpers. So we have to have that mentality. Allah Ta'ala, we don't need a special gift to see and check and all those type of things. And to, somebody does not know. We have the Quran al-Kareem. We have Iman. We have the Quran, the Sifatullah. We already have all the tools. Even those of us who are not ulama, we already have the tools of solving our jadu problems out. See how kind Allah is. Whatever insan needs, Allah made it easy for us. Imagine in the time of fitna of Dajjal, Allah gave us Surah Fatiha and the more is attained when we can take benefits from this and over and above Surah Kaf also. But anyway, khair, I think I'll conclude on that, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. 2-3 minutes of any questions or anything, or it's out.